So what of the future? Well, I think BBC Drama is going to remain defiantly British and commission the best quality drama for our audiences to watch. Crucially, we're going to give writers and directors their head and not censor them from writing their best ideas, whatever the shape, be it popular drama or pieces for a self-selecting audience. We're not going to commission 13-part series or classic drama because critics tell us to. But we may well do if a creative person has a brilliant idea. We're not going to have an eye on the American market. We're not going to become obsessed by co-production. We're going to serve our audiences by telling the best stories our writers have to tell. We're not going to be Little Englanders, however. We want to embrace the whole of Britain, indeed the whole of the world more. We want to be the home of the best storytelling. But most crucially, we're going to be the most ambitious we've ever been, taking more risks than we ever have in the past. We're going to continue to challenge what popular mainstream drama is on BBC One. We're going to support an unprecedented culture of drama on BBC Two. We've tripled the budget and want drama that is unique in its ambition. And we're going to keep pushing the boldness and range of what BBC Three and Four can offer. And most importantly, I want to create the very best home for writers, actors, producers and directors. We can't always promise the most money. Some of you in the room may know that. We can't promise we will make every single beloved piece of your work. And we can't promise we won't have passionate disagreements. But we can promise that our investment will remain bigger than anywhere else. And that drama matters here more than it does anywhere else. And this is what I believe the BBC stands for.